Good morning. It's April 8th, and this is your daily brief in crypto. Here's everything you need to know. In a remarkable rebound, Bitcoin's price soared to $69,544, hinting at the possibility of breaching the $70,000 threshold. This surge not only marks a reversal from recent downturns, but also propels the entire cryptocurrency market into a state of buoyancy, with notable gains across Ethereum, Dogecoin, and BNB. Behind the scenes, the crypto whales and short-term holders are making significant moves, accumulating vast amounts of Bitcoin. A particularly intriguing activity involves a dormant whale wallet that sprang to life after a decade, transferring 246 BTC worth $16.73 million. Moreover, another dormant whale address has reactivated, distributing 246 BTC across two new private wallets, while a different whale address has amassed 1,308 BTC valued at $89.75 million, including a recent acquisition of 113.735 BTC from Binance. The crypto community's eyes are now set on the upcoming Bitcoin halving event scheduled for April 20th, which promises to further enhance Bitcoin's value by reducing the rate of new coin creation. This event, coupled with Bitcoin's current market capitalization of $1.3 trillion, has heightened investor anticipation. Adding to the market dynamics, the volatility in Bitcoin options and derivatives markets is witnessing an uptick, signaling a surge in trading activity. Meanwhile, emerging altcoins like WIF and MEW, along with the launch of Dogecoin 20 on Doge Day and the pre-sale of FifthScape, are capturing the interest of investors looking for rapid growth opportunities. In the run-up to South Korea's parliamentary elections, a unique battleground has emerged: cryptocurrency policy. Both of the country's major political parties are rolling out crypto incentives, signaling a strategic pivot to capture the attention and support of voters through digital asset initiatives. The Democratic Party is stepping into the spotlight with a proposal to liberalize cryptocurrency exchange-traded funds, or ETFs. Their aim? To invigorate the financial technology sector and offer investors more regulated and arguably safer investment avenues. On the other side, the People's Power Party is making waves with its pledge to postpone taxes on profits from digital assets. This move is designed to alleviate the financial pressure on investors and foster the growth of the domestic cryptocurrency industry. This political maneuvering underscores the significant role that cryptocurrency now plays in South Korea's economy and its potential to influence voter sentiment, particularly among the younger demographic. However, these crypto-friendly policies are not without their hurdles. Regulatory concerns and the inherent volatility of the crypto market pose substantial challenges to their implementation. Despite these obstacles, the global crypto community is keeping a close eye on South Korea. The country's securities regulator has voiced apprehensions about brokering ETFs locally, a concern that comes even as the United States has seen success with Bitcoin ETFs, accumulating $57 billion in assets. South Koreans have been active participants in the recent crypto bull market, with election candidates themselves holding digital assets. The focus on crypto-related incentives by South Korea's major political parties highlights the growing significance of digital assets in political strategy. It's a development that not only has the power to sway voters but also to shape future policy in a country that is a significant player on the global financial technology stage. A massive shift in the Bitcoin landscape is underway, with $7.55 billion worth of Bitcoin moving out of exchange wallets. This move signals a significant change in investor behavior and potentially the market dynamics of Bitcoin itself. Over the past month, a staggering 111,000 Bitcoin have been withdrawn from known crypto exchange wallets. This trend points towards a growing preference among investors to store their Bitcoin in private wallets or cold storage. This shift is likely fueled by the increasing institutional adoption of Bitcoin, suggesting a strategic move for security and control over their investments. The withdrawal of such a large amount of Bitcoin from exchanges might lead to a supply crunch. With less Bitcoin available on exchanges, we could see a bullish rally as demand outstrips supply. Adding to this potential for a market upswing, Bitcoin ETFs have made a significant impact by accumulating over 4% of the total Bitcoin supply in less than 3 months. Moreover, the segment of the market known as whales, or holders of 1,000 BTC or more, have seen a substantial increase in their balances. This accumulation by whales has occurred alongside Bitcoin, reaching new all-time highs. The current trading price of Bitcoin reflects these market movements, with a 2.23% increase in the last 24 hours, bringing its value to $69,286. This recent price action, combined with the significant withdrawal of Bitcoin from exchanges and the accumulation by institutional investors and whales, suggests a bullish outlook for Bitcoin's future. As the May 2024 deadline looms, Ethereum investors are on the edge of their seats, awaiting the SEC's decision on the potential approval of a spot Ethereum ETF. This decision is not just a regulatory formality, it's a pivotal moment that could significantly influence the cryptocurrency's future. The current sentiment in prediction markets is notably cautious, with odds of approval hovering around a mere 18% and even dipping to 14% according to Polymarket. This skepticism isn't unfounded. The SEC's historical hesitance towards new ETFs, particularly those based in the volatile world of cryptocurrencies, has set a precedent of caution. The ongoing investigation into the Ethereum Foundation and the public comment period on several spot Ethereum ETF proposals have only added layers of uncertainty. With the May 31st deadline rapidly approaching, the SEC's ruling on this matter will not only affect Ethereum, but could also establish a benchmark for future cryptocurrency-related financial products. Analyst Dan Crypto Trades has identified three scenarios that could shape Ethereum's trajectory: the impact of positive ETF news, the dynamics of risk and reward, and the consequences of an ETF denial. Despite the dominance of Bitcoin ETF inflows, there's a strong belief in Ethereum's enduring appeal and its long-term market potential, especially as prices fluctuate. The future of Ethereum now hangs in the balance, awaiting a decision that could either propel it to new heights or reinforce the challenges of navigating the regulatory landscape. In a recent speech at the Hong Kong Web3 Festival, Cathy Wood, CEO of ARK Invest, spotlighted the stark contrast between Hong Kong's and the United States' approach to cryptocurrency regulation. She held up Hong Kong as a model for its comprehensive regulations that have fostered a conducive environment for the growth of the crypto sector. Wood praised the Securities and Futures Commission of Hong Kong for establishing a strong framework for crypto trading, which she believes has contributed significantly to the region's success in the virtual asset space. She pointed out the effective management structure in Hong Kong that oversees virtual asset trading, emphasizing its role in creating a stable and reliable market for cryptocurrencies. On the other hand, Wood voiced her concerns regarding the regulatory landscape in the United States. She highlighted the lack of clarity in U.S. regulations, which, according to her, has led to a talent drain within the crypto industry. This situation has prompted some U.S.-based firms to seek greener pastures abroad, establishing international trading platforms in more crypto-friendly jurisdictions. Wood urged the U.S. to take action towards better regulatory treatment and clarity to retain talent and foster industry growth. Despite these challenges, Wood remains optimistic about the future of cryptocurrencies. She reaffirmed her bullish prediction that Bitcoin could reach a value of $1.5 million by 2030. Additionally, she touched upon the broader implications of Web3 and the potential for AI integration and blockchain technology, suggesting that these developments could have far-reaching impacts on various sectors. This has been your daily brief in crypto. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.